Well, howdy guys. Here's a news item that shows that Femons don't have to face justice the way everybody else does in society. Males. This is a 24-year-old social worker who was counseling a 13-year-old boy. I guess she got confused what counseling was all about and actually was having sex with the boy. The mother found out and reported her. She was arrested and then was bailed. Then the Femon went to the home of the boy with a gun, threatening to kill the mother and herself. Luckily, the police stopped her at the home. And also in court, she did apologize, but also insinuated the boy was the instigator. And apparently her defense lawyer says she suffered from mental health issues. Well, if she does, why is she a social worker? But they use that one for Femons all the time, don't they? Strong and empowered, but a little bit crazy. She faced up to 28.5 years in jail. But guess what she got? 4 years and 9 months. Why? Well, because she's a Femon, of course. And this judge needs to be removed. Because this Femon will be eligible for parole in 1.5 years. Let's switch it around, of course. A male social worker was having sex with a 13-year-old girl he was counselling. He got arrested, got bail, and then went round the house with a gun, threatening to kill the mother and himself. What sort of time frame on jail would he get? And this is why there's so many entitled Femons walking around. They don't have to face the consequences for their actions. And to be honest, I think society is sick of this double standards. And not just males. Femons are always banging on about equality. For Christ's sake, let's just give it to them. Especially in the law courts. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And of course, the expression on this Femon's face is, I'm the victim. Forget that she's destroyed a whole family and betrayed the trust of her position. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think as usual, and you take it easy now.